Hi, this is Miss Melissa, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub. Before I begin, I need to backtrack a little bit. First, this is my second episode for this year's Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge, where insane people like me attempt to create a podcast a day for 30 consecutive days. I started late because I didn't think I'd have time this year, but FOMO, fear of missing out, compelled me to join after all. Find more about this at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Second, I'm drawing my inspiration from this year's August Break project, a photo meme where people take the month of August to slow down, contemplate life, and enjoy things, and share photos to answer prompts. For more information about that, visit Susanna Conway, that's with two N's and an H, .com/August-break-2016. I should mention that I started that project late as well. Hey, at least I'm consistent. Both of those links are on the show notes page of my website at www.bathtubmermaid.com. And now, the August break for August 9th, 2016. Red. Just inside the front door of my house, partnered with an antique writing desk, is a red leather wing chair. The seat is more than a little saggy. There is a large slash in the leather on one side of the chair. Many of the upholstery tacks that trace its contours are scratched or have their once shiny surfaces worn away. To you, it's probably just an old chair. To me, it's a piece of family history and a symbol of home. Actually, it's a symbol of a lot of things. Having this chair in my house is one of the things that draws me back to reality when I've been living too much inside my head. It's a tangible reminder that while I'm still, always, my mother's daughter, I'm no longer anyone's child. You wouldn't think I'd need a reminder of that, but every so often I have this disconnect where I feel like Fuzzy and I aren't really adults, staring defiantly into the fast-approaching face of 50, but 20-somethings in some off-kilter version of playing house. But this chair is more than that. This chair is where my grandfather sat and held me when I cried, or bounced me on his knee to make me giggle, or read endless stories to me. He didn't do all the voices, but you could hear the joy in his voice whenever he read to me, or to any child. This is the chair that served as a cave for me to hide in, a sheltered lumber yard for tinker toys, and a depot for the model trains that my grandfather collected and taught me to love almost as much as he did. In my head, this red chair is always positioned next to the drop-leaf table in my grandmother's living room, the great picture window behind it, the couch across from it, and the table full of African violets to its right, if you're facing it. In my memories, my grandfather is still sitting in this chair, feet firmly planted on the ground, back supported by the chair, the latest issue of Newsweek or Model Railroader in his hand. In my mind's eye, I can see the cotton button-down shirts he always wore, the white undershirt peeking out at the collar. I remember his sturdy work shoes and the smell of his aftershave and the way, if you complimented him, he would get this smug look on his face and say, "Yeah, I'm a pretty kid." At some point, the red chair came to live with us, first with my mother, and later with me. I don't remember the circumstances of its relocation. I only know I'm glad to have it. I don't sit in it very often. The desk at Partners is more a catch-all for mail than an actual workspace. But it feels right to have it in my house, and sometimes, when the sun is at an oblique angle and the shadows are just so, I feel like my grandfather is still there, in his chair, waiting to read me a story. Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub is written by Melissa A. Bartell under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike International 4.0 license and is produced using Bostock and Audacity. For show notes, music credits, and transcripts, please visit www.bathtubmermaid.com. You can contact me on Twitter or Instagram at Meliss, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, or you can send an email to Miss Meliss, M-I-S-S-M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, @gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.